Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 14th day of Iyar Pesach Sheni, on the yahrzeit of Rabbi Meir, who will be mentioned in the Mishnahs of today. Masechet Shviis, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Avnei Kosef, stones that one carries on one shoulder. Bois Mikolokan, can come from anywhere. That means even for one's own property, you're allowed to take such stones out. Everyone will see that you're using it for building and not for fixing a field or clearing a field. V'hakablon, kablon means a contractor, a person who is a sharecropper, he works a field to get a share in that of the yield. Maybe mikol makom, he can bring from all places, from any field that he's working in, even from the field that he's getting a share out of, and even small stones. What's the reason? The reason is because with regard to the small stones, with regard to a sharecropper, an oris, it's not his field. It's not considered his field, even if he's getting a chalik of it. And we said before that when, earlier on, we learned that when you're taking stones from someone else's field, no one will suspect that you're clearing it for the purpose of preparing a field in Shemitah. So there's no problem there. That's one pshat in what a kablan means, what a contractor means. Rambam learns that others learn that the contractor here refers to a builder, a contract builder. And the Mishnah is telling us that a contract builder can take from any place, even from his own field, because since people know that he's a builder, they won't suspect that he's doing it for clearing a field and that he's only taking the stones for the purpose of building. Now, this is we've mentioned Avnei Kosef. How do you define Avnei Kosef? What does it mean, stones that you put on a shoulder? Ve'eluhem Avnei Kosef. What is the definition of stones of Avnei Kosef? So the first opinion is, kol she'eino yecholo lehinotel ba'achas yod. Any stone that cannot be taken ba'achas yod in one hand. If it's too big for one hand to hold, that's called Avnei Kosef. That's called a shoulder stone. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Avnei Kosef kishmon. Avnei Kosef is exactly as the name implies. Kol shehen nitolis shtaim sholosh al kosef. If you can carry two or three on your shoulder, then that's considered Avnei Kosef, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and one can indeed carry such stones from one's yard. They're big enough to be able to carry from one's yard. This is different to what we learnt early on by a fence. When a person's removing stones by a fence, there we said that you can only take stones which are as big as that you can have two hands. Two hands are required to take it out. There we were more machmir, and that's because there it was talking about taking stones from a fence. Here we're talking about taking it where he's taking other stones as well. And here we're talking about just taking the large stones, so therefore the shear is smaller. Avnei Kosef, whether either like Rabbi Meir or like Rabbi Yossi. Mishnah Yud. Haboine goder beinoi uvein rishus harab. Person's building a fence between his property and between public property, between the thoroughfare. And now the question is, how deep can he go? Can he go right up, right down to the rock? And the answer is yes. Mutal hamikad asola. He's allowed to go and dig right down to the rock to make that fence. We're not worried that maybe he'll change his mind and use that area to sow, because people don't sow crops right next to the shusarabim. This would be different if it was a fence between him and his friend. Then we would be worried that maybe he would change his mind and use that area for sowing, and that would be prohibited in Shemitah. Now, Mayaseb Ofer, ask the Mishnah, what do you do with the earth that he's dug up? Where does he put it? Says the Mishnah, Tzoivroi Birshus HaRabim U'Masaknei Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds that what he should do is he should pile it up in the Rishus HaRabim. Then he should fix up the Rishus HaRabim by cleaning it back and putting it in his field. And why is that? Because by doing it in this way, he can't take it straight into his property, because people start to think, oh, look, the fellow's preparing his field for sowing. He can't do that. What he can do is, however, put it out in the Rishus HaRabim, which creates an obstacle, And then he can take it from there, fix up the road in Shusarabim, and everyone will see that he's not doing it to sow. He's doing it because he was clearing an obstacle in the public thoroughfare, not because he needs the earth for sowing. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Rabbi Akiva says, She'ein mekalkalin b'shusarabim, kishem, kederach she'ein mekalkalin b'shusarabim, kach lo yisakana. Just like you cannot ruin a shusarabim, you're not allowed to put an obstacle there, so also you cannot fix it as well. In other words, he holds not only that you're not allowed to, Rabbi Akiva says, not only you're not allowed to stall the earth in the shusarabim, make a pile there, even though you're going to remove the obstacle, because you are temporarily making a kilkel in the shusarabim. Not only that's osur, but even lasakin osur, even if it was already, you didn't put the stones there. Let's say there were some stones or some earth scattered in the shusarabim, and you want to pile it up in the shusarabim and then remove it for that. Even that you can't do. What you have to do is you take it immediately out of the shusarabim. Immediately out of shusarabim. And that's what he means, kachlo yisaken. You can't even store up the stones or the earth that's gathered of the shusarabim and put it on the sides of the shusarabim, even if you show, even if it's temporarily, you can't do it as well. You have to be masalikat completely from the total shusarabim and then take it out into the sea or to the Nahar. This is what the opinion of Rabbi Akiva is, which raises the obvious question, mayaseh b'ofra. So according to Rabbi Akiva, what do you do with the earth that is uncovered in the area of the fence? Says the Mishnah, what he should do is, Tzovroi b'soch sadehu, what he does is, he piles it up in his field, kederech hamazablin. But he does it in the way that we mentioned before, those people who take out the manure and they pile it up. We learned earlier on in this Masechta that in Shvis you're allowed to pile up your rubbish heaps or manure heaps as long as they're three per base, or three big heaps in an area of 50 by 50 cubits, and that's what he does with this as well. He can't just pour it onto his field, like Rabbi Yeshua says he can do. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you pile it up into your field, kederech hamazablin. Now this machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, whether you can temporarily make an obstacle in Shusarabim, doesn't just play out in Shemitah, it's also a general question during the rest of the year. And that's the last few words of the Mishnah. V'chein ha'choifer boir v'shiach u'ma'ara. The same thing if a person builds digs a pit, a trench or a cave, that he's digging this out generally in the rest of the year, you would have the same machlekes. According to Rabbi Yeshua, when you dig it out in the Shusarabim, when you're making these trenches, etc., what do you do with the earth? You can put it in the Shusarabim temporarily as long as you remove it afterwards. And then you fix back the road as it was. And Rabbi Akiva says, again, you cannot do it even temporarily to me makalkal amanos l'sakin, to put an obstacle there, even though you're about to straight away move it, you have to pile it up in your own property. And this is a general machalikas, therefore, not just in the year of Shemitah. Who is the halacha like? Halacha Rabbi Akiva. The halacha is like the Rabbi Akiva, that even temporarily one cannot put an obstacle in Shusarabim even with the intention to remove it.